Now, what this does, and I know so far from what experience I have of it, it does, it means that, in fact, it is sometimes possible to see that actually things become transparent, see, so that they are no longer opaque, and they no longer hide God. And this is true. The thing that we have to face is that life is this simple. We are living in a world that is absolutely transparent, and God is shining through it all the time. And this is not just a fable or a nice story, it is true. See? And this is something we're not able to see. But if we abandon ourselves to Him and forget ourselves, we see it sometimes, and we see it maybe frequently. See? That God manifests Himself everywhere, in everything, in people, and in things, and in nature, and in events, and so forth, so that it becomes very obvious that He is everywhere, and He's in everything, and we can't be without Him. You cannot be without God. It's impossible. It's just simply impossible. The only thing is that we don't see it. See? Now, this is, again, what we're here for. And what is it that makes the world opaque and makes it not transparent anymore? It is care. Because everything becomes opaque in proportion as we regard it as an individual object, and we become concerned with it. See? There's this individual thing. There's this day that I have to live through. It's a particular day, isn't it? Here, and so it's opaque. See, it comes to me. It comes to me in a big opaque package, see? And I spend my time opening it up. And then when I've taken all the package apart, then it's the evening, it's the examination of conscience, and I examine myself, and I took off all the paper off the package, and there wasn't anything in it. And then, so then the next day comes along, and that's what we do. And then a big event comes, see. I don't know, I get the job of teaching something to the rabbits. And then this becomes a great thing, and I take the paper off of this, piece by piece by piece, to sort of, and then there's nothing in it either. Well, you have to leave the rabbits what they are, rabbits. And if you just see that they're rabbits, you suddenly see that they're transparent and that the rabbitness of God is shining through in all these darn rabbits. See, and that the people are transparent, and that the humanity of God is transparent in people. See, and that you don't have to take each person as an opaque package. Who is the mystery of this crazy person here, that I have to analyze this person? See, that I have to look across the choir and what makes that guy tick? See? Well, you don't have to know what makes the man tick. All you've got to see is that he is a manifestation of the humanity of God. There is humanness, manness in God, which is manifested by every human being. Not only by the fact that he's a creature of God, but by the fact that he's redeemed in Christ. So now this, again, is our life, and this is what it's for. Now, this doesn't become apparent as long as we try to love the world for its own sake.